Wallace's Moore and Radakovich were pronounced dead at Gibson Area Hospital before 6 a.m. The adults were treated at a local hospital and released. Authorities say the girls were having a sleepover at the Strebeck home. Parkland College trustees have renewed efforts to fund a 12-year-old college master plan, saying extra classroom space is badly needed. They voted unanimously last night to issue $25 million in debt, which could be paid for by issuing bonds. And if enough people petition for it, a referendum on whether to approve the bonds could be placed before voters, likely in early 2010. The first phase of the master plan is building 77,000 square foot, rather building a 77,000 square foot facility for housing a series of engineering and technology courses that are currently at capacity with students on waiting lists. Chief Financial Officer Chris Randall says the lack of state money has held up Parkland's master plan, which was developed in 1996. He says a student activity center was once on a list of priorities for projects at Illinois colleges if lawmakers were to pass a capital bill for construction projects.
But now there's some concern that even if there is a capital plan, it's been so long that there's been so many new needs, different needs, competing needs, that the integrity of that list may no longer be intact. That is to say, we may no longer be sixth, you know, when there is a state capital bill.
Randall says the bonds would mean taxpayers in the Parkland College District would pay about 3.5 cents more per $100 assessed value, or about $16 more on a $150,000 home. Parkland is also seeking additional funds for a number of maintenance projects and renovation of the former Kay's Merchandise Building in Champaign into a health professions annex. Honor for military veterans was the main focus at Veterans Day observances across East Central Illinois today. But as AM 580's Tom Rogers reports, some are also looking at the next wave of veterans, many of them in Iraq and Afghanistan now.
The small group of people inside Urbana's American Legion post remembered veterans who have died off as well as on the battlefield as a salute rang outside. The Legion has been a meeting place for America's surviving war veterans for generations, but its former national commander says now it's trying to help the families of active duty servicemen and women. Marty Knatzer of the DeLand Post served a one-year term at the helm of the organization, and he says the next vets will change the face of the Legion.
The needs of the newest generation of veterans are much like all generations of veterans. Now, how we reach them and the activities that keep them involved in the Legion will change slightly. They're more interested in family-oriented things. We're doing much more of that.
Knatzer points to youth activities like sponsoring baseball leagues and the ongoing events of the American Legion Auxiliary. The group also coordinates its family support efforts with the National Guard and Reserve Zone Services. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
President-elect Obama marked Veterans Day in Chicago today with a stop at a bronze memorial near Soldier Field. Obama positioned a wreath near the memorial, which bears the phrase, "Dedicated to the Defenders of Our Liberty." It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. A friend to business for more than 143 years, their mission continues to be a dependable leader, providing a safe place for deposits. Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's 39 degrees on Friends Plaza. We still have light rain in the area, and as far as the heaviest precipitation, well, it looks like that is pushing to the north and east of the Champaign-Urbana area, stretching all the way from around La Salle, Peru, towards the Paxton area. The heaviest bands are in La Salle County, just to the south of Ottawa, and the main bands of precipitation are rotating around a low-pressure center that is still back in northeastern Kansas. So the movement to the north and east means that we just have a few areas of light to moderate rain to the west, and then we should start to see things dry up for at least the short term. Periods of light rain and drizzle tonight, periods of rain tomorrow, maybe a few showers tomorrow night, and then our driest stretch over the next several days looks to be during the daytime hours on Thursday. Before we get back into a chance for a few more showers on Thursday night. And then Friday, a little bit of rain early, but turning windy and colder with a chance for some flurries late in the afternoon and into Friday evening. Temperatures, the Thursday will be the warmest day. Our high temperature is expected to be up into the mid to upper 50s, and the average high temperature is now at around 50, 51 degrees. So that looks to be the only day this week above average as far as temperatures go. For tonight, the low 38, then tomorrow's high 48, again with periods of rain and wind out of the southeast to south at 8 to 16 miles per hour. A few showers tomorrow night, the low around 40, mostly cloudy on Thursday, the high 57. A few showers for Thursday night, low 44. Rain early on Friday, changing to some snow flurries late in the afternoon. The midday high around 48 degrees.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a couple of weeks, the film Milk is going to open. It's about the pioneering activist Harvey Milk. He was the first openly gay man ever voted into office in the United States. Milk was shot to death 30 years ago, and the details of his story are not widely known. NPR's Neda Ulabi went to San Francisco to ask, what is the legacy of Harvey Milk?
If you know only one thing about Harvey Milk, it's this: the twinkle.